At a co-op, customers can purchase a membership and become part owner of a grocery store that focuses on providing local and organic foods. The local food movement's growth in popularity has driven memberships. In Madison, Willie Street Co-op spokesman Brendan Smith says more and more people want to know where their food comes from, and many co-ops tell those stories.
They're more interested in Wisconsin, for example, cheese that's made an hour away from the store rather than something that comes from across the country or overseas.
In recent years, Willie Street Co-op and Outpost Natural Foods in Milwaukee have opened new locations, generating more memberships and sales. The People's Food Co-op in La Crosse recently merged with a Rochester, Minnesota co-op and is building a larger store. People's Food Co-op General Manager Michelle Schrey says membership has more than doubled in the last decade. She says they're close to reaching their membership target.
Our goal has always been to hit that 5,000 number in La Crosse and say, okay, 10% of the people who live in this region really think that it's an important thing that we're doing, and we're seeing those same kind of trends throughout the entire nation.
Efforts to start co-ops in Green Bay and Deerfield are underway. Next month, the National Cooperative Grocers Association will release a study on the impact co-ops have on local food economies. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.